They tell me that they're spreading a little poison among our ranks, that they got some of our boys that normally work Tuesday, Thursday upset, say that the leadership hadn't consulted them, and that they're going to have a vote Friday, and that's no time to vote, and that they're all going to be gone, the Northerners, and that this friend of mine that tells me, he said Delaney was really irrational with him last night, told him it is an outrage, and that he wasn't going to, didn't think he'd be there himself, and he knew a lot of other Northern boys weren't going to be there. Why in the hell we'd schedule a bill on Friday, he didn't know. So I thought you ought to know it, and I don't know how to handle it. And
well,
he's been, he's been.
Well, this is a bill they got to be here on. That kind of talk going on all the time. Roman Pashinsky, God damn it, he's a good fellow and all that, an able fellow, but he never has a bill up when he gets something. I said one time several months ago, I says, listen, Roman, I never give headaches to friends of mine. What the hell do you want to give me headaches for? And Delaney, I'll talk with Delaney. They got to be here on a bill of this kind. At this time of the year, they got to expect at least to be here on a Friday.
Well, I thought you
have to apologize for that.
I thought you ought to know it, my friend.
Well, thanks, Mr. President. But listen, that you know what it is. Did you get a hold of Clark?
No. I've got a man that publishes a paper in his district who's very close to him. And
I think if you call him up, he's a good fellow.
Well, wait a minute now. Let me tell you what I'm doing. He had an appointment. I asked him to make it last night, and he was in his office talking to him when you called me or was about to be there. We thought that we would let him talk to him and get Clark to tell him all the stuff that's in his system and let us know. He had told him part of it, and he got called away, Clark did. And the first part of it is that Ms. Johnson and I didn't, President and his wife, First Lady, didn't come to their cocktail party. That's the basic bitch that they got. The second one was that they saw where I went to church with Jake Pickle, and he had been here longer than Jake Pickle, and I never had gone to church with him. That was the second one. But he has some more, so we've checked the telephone calls, and we can't find that he's called, and Jenkins says he talks to him a time or two a week. But last week he had to bring in the industrial chemists of the country, the head of the chemical industries from the east and seaboard. And so we had Crawford Greenwald and the head of one or two other big DuPont outfits he knew the president. So a fellow named Thomas from Monsanto Chemical Company. And they took an hour of my time, but I saw him because Clark demanded it. He went off. He didn't even stay for the appointment. He went off to Texas. So all we can find is that he's brought us good deal business. We've delivered it, and we like him. And Jake Pickle's a boy that worked for me a long time ago, and he doesn't do everything I want him to do, but he was having lunch with us, and so we asked him if he wanted to come an hour early and go to church, and he did. His wife's a real good friend of ours. She was up here on visit. She had moved. Her children had graduated school, and so we didn't think about calling all the Texans and see if we could go to church with them, but I guess we ought to have. But I'm going to tell them to go to hell in about another week, all of them, because I got a belly full. If I can't pass one bill, I can't lead the country. They can get somebody else to lead it. I have enough hell in my own outfit. I spend all day answering Bobby Kennedy's leaks, and he's got all the people hired around here giving us hell, and got no loyalty in the government, and you can't get your own people. They'd rather go with Halleck. I can't understand what's the man's mind that he would go to Halleck against us, but they do. And George Mahon, good fellow like him, he just said, well, the United States Chamber of Commerce came up and got him to make a broadcast denouncing poverty. I said, now, George, don't tell another person this, but go on, vote against my Appalachian bill, poverty. And Maybe we can get some Republican votes from Ohio and Pennsylvania. If we can, well, we can't pass it. But don't vote against this bill, because this means more to me than all the bills put together, all year.
What did he say?
Well, he just said that he's kind of halfway committed, and the paper was after him, and he's afraid of the paper, and he's just, so he left. I don't know what he's going to do. I talked to this fellow, Tutin, and he swore me to absolute secrecy, not to a human being, but he said that they had a barbershop pool in his district about 500 to 50 or something like that, 600 to 8, and that the civil rights thing was just something terrible, and that he had gone down and told them that he loved Johnson, but they hated all the civil rights, all the Kennedys, and all the administration. And it was just suicide for him. But he said, now, if you won't tell anybody and won't quote me, and I'm not going to quote him to anybody but you, I'm not even going to tell Walter Jenkins, but he said, I'm going to sit in the well and to get to the T's, and if my vote will make the difference, you've got it. I'll get kicked out of Congress if I have to, but I'll vote with you. If you've got it won anyway, don't make me do it. And I said, all right. So don't even let him know it. Don't count him at all. But remember that he's a courageous fellow, that he's willing to stand up.
Well, on the other, they got to be here Friday. I wouldn't go around. I'm not going to go around kissing their backside and that, because I protected them for years. And like yourself, I'm getting goddamn sick and tired. As a matter of fact, I got sick and tired long ago. The only goddamn reason I didn't announce for. I wasn't going to run again was because of you. It might be misconstrued. I'm telling you now for the first time.
Well,
once I've figured that Harriet and I have a rest and so forth.
Well,
but I won't tell anyone else, but I just said, well, you, the only thing is it'll be misconstrued, and I said, oh, hell, I'm caught in the trap.
We can both do it if we lose this bill. Let's get Carl and let's all go to the line, the last ones, and if Haddock's got more than we are, we'll just let him have it.
Well, That's I agree I'm. With you.
Okay.
I'm doing everything I
can. I know that, faithful. I know that, and you just tell Carl, tell him what they're doing to us, and let's try to get them to stay here Friday if they will.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right.